This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide Sunday, the 25th day of March, 2018. Owen Schroyer's here with me. We're ready to kick some globalist butt. He was downtown in Austin facing the cult-like marchers chanting, "We have the power. We will ban your guns." It's on video. It's all coming up. Hey, here's the news. They're trying to act all powerful and saying we're shaking in our boots. No, the worldwide, the libertarians, the pro-humans, the populists are awaiting the globalists, and they may have a bunch of Department of Education brainwashed people out there marching, paid for by Soros, but the sleeping giant is awake. Here's John Bound reporting first.
What separates mainstream media from blatant propaganda?
800 marches are planned for Saturday, from Bismarck to Salt Lake City, Memphis to Springfield, Virginia, and everywhere in between. Children now taking on a very adult topic, politics, and hoping they can teach the grown-ups a lesson.
The lopsided coverage of the March for Life was anything but objective. But don't take my word for it. Here's gun grabber-in-chief, Senator Dianne Feinstein from California with more.
Let's bring in a prominent member of the United States Senate, Dianne Feinstein of California. She's in San Francisco right now. Dianne, thank you for joining us.
You have your own concealed carry.
What's it like out there today? It's wild here in Washington.
Well, it's the first day of spring. People are here.
And we have a Democrat database. George Soros pays for the buses.
People to know is that we have introduced an assault weapons ban. My office wrote it, but we have 30 co-sponsors. It's in the judiciary.
They go, people hate us. Well, let's fund a couple million kids, force out of school to come do this, pay for their hotels, everything, and we'll make us look young.
Single Republican. And you've got to get the military weapon off of the streets and out of the schools and out of circulation. I deeply
out of the victim disarmament zones.
Even the presentation during the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., subjected the participants with Know Thy Enemy style expositions.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them.
They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again.
What matters is who the enemy is. They're the no-gun people, period.
Listen up. You might have met our fresh-faced flower child president. We need Ivy League friends.
You Obama, you might want to sit there on easy, folks.
Only truly free people who have ever walked this earth have been armed people.
From my cold, dead hands.
What's up, boss? This is too powerful. I'm going to play this coming up. They're jumping the shark here. They force bus a bunch of these brain dead, you know, Democratic Party children, and then they show them us saying we'll never turn it in. Then they got Hogg up there with an armband and the rest of them going, we're going to take you on. You're going to lose. They're trying to launch like a Maoist army. This is going to completely blow up in their face, Owen. I don't think Soros and all the doddering Hollywood people get that yet. I'm just looking at this and my gut tells me this ain't going to fly. This dog ain't going
to
hunt.
They do seem to be losing their sense of reality as far as what the average individual is thinking. But Alex, if 25% of these young students that they're trying to brainwash right now, if just 25% of them are like me, and when they reach the age of about 23, they fight the brainwashing, they recognize the brainwashing by researching history.
And they realize more kids die every week in pools that die all year from mass shooting.
Yeah.
Over 50 kids die a week drowning. It's only 50-something in mass shootings. That's still terrible. I mean, this is like one of the rarest things.
But it's game over for them. It's game over for them because a lot of these children, a lot of this youth is going to wake up and they're going to change their political views. That's just what you expect. The average person changes their political
views. I was just at Six Flags. I was just at Six Flags yesterday today with my daughters and five of their friends. I had Hispanic, black, old, young. I got mobbed at the hotel, mobbed at Six Flags. I shot video. We're going to have some tomorrow. No one disagreed. It was incredible. They're like, we've broken the conditioning. We understand. We know it's really rare to get shot. We know they want our guns. We know they're globalists. We know it's Soros. And it was just like, high five. Yeah, we're winning.
Alex, the people love you, Alex. You need to go out more.
No, they love you. And the thing is, they love freedom. Yeah. They love freedom. And that's why they're announcing on MSNBC, surrender, we've won. Surrender, we've won.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer, I'm not going to host the second hour. I've got a bunch of girls that are visiting with my daughters. I've got to deliver home by 6 or 7 o'clock, but you're going to be hosting the first hour here. I just went down to Six Flags, down to San Antonio, Fiesta, Texas, got mobbed by Americans of every race, color, and creed, who are all the human race, that are awake, and all of them were like, Alex, we're not turning our guns in. We know it's Soros. We know it's the globalists. We understand it's a takeover. We understand Trump's trying to turn the economy back on. It was amazing. But, Owen, the bizarre article, those bizarre images put out by Hogg on Infowars.com, where Hogg now wears a purple armband, like the Nazis, and he's there saying old people are effing bad. We're gonna get them. And then YouTube bans the video for bullying when it's David Hogg saying all this. He's this huge public figure, force fed on every TV in the U.S. at these Soros funded marches. But then if we talk about the 4 students out of 3,000. That are anti-gun at that school, the others get banned from CNN, banned from MSNBC. They say they've been banned. CNN's been caught having fake town halls. If we point out that Soros and the Democrats are funding this, which they admit they're doing, they lie and say that we're saying no shooting happened or they're crisis actors, and literally thousands of articles a week saying ban InfoWars. This is an attack on the First Amendment as well. This is their biggest assault. I wrote some headlines for the live feeds on the internet today. Facebook's headline, biggest offensive in history, launched against the First and Second Amendment, live coverage of Soros' anti-gun march. He is admittedly, the Women's March is the group funding it. He funds 92%, according to Federal Election Commission numbers of that. So 90-plus percent of this is funded by him. Periscope, Democrats openly chant. It's a typo there. Democrats openly chant. We have the power. We will get the guns at rallies nationwide. Democrats openly chant. We have the power. We will ban the guns. We will ban the guns at rallies nationwide. And tonight, Stormy's 60 Minutes set for Trump sex. Democrats announce revolution against the Second Amendment. This is how massive the point in history we are right now.
No, it's crazy that you have mainstream news, what was once a very highly respected program, 60 Minutes, now bringing on porn stars that are basically just promoting themselves, CNN doing the same thing, when nobody really cares about that. I mean, if you want to upset Trump's base, if they were smart, they'd be attacking the latest budget, but they're not even smart. And, you know, back to David Hogg, you know, I don't know what his motivation is, Alex. I don't know if
that's the high school senior that calls me a piece of crap and all these names. And YouTube bans any videos that criticize him, including videos of him flipping out, saying old people are pieces of crap.
But that's a typical view when you kind of reach that age. I mean, when you reach a certain age, you start to resent older people, you start to resent authority, you start to resent the establishment. and you kind of form your own way of rebelling. And David Hogg, I don't know if that's his motivation, if he's really organic, or if he's being, you know, spoon-fed these lines by the Democrat Party or his FBI father or CNN mother or whatever. But the average high school that feels that way changes their mind by the time they're 22. And so they think that they can get these people to have a concrete view against guns, a concrete view against America. But it's going to change, Alex. They're going to experience things. They're going
to studies show most Generation Z are libertarian or conservative now, because almost all their teachers, almost all their professors are beating them over the head with globalist ideology.
So that's the next wave. So the wave of David Hogg is like their final wave of the establishment was the NRA. The establishment was the conservatives. And so
no, the establishment's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, George Soros, the globalists that have taken the guns. Here's the big news. Everywhere they follow this, let's be reasonable. And then they ban everything, and then you have authoritarianism. They want the guns. There's only a few countries that have the guns.
Well, and if you look at the guns, the countries that have the strictest gun laws, like Mexico, Brazil, there's obviously high level of crime, especially violent crime, with guns. But they don't want to talk about that. Alex, they have to throw the whole kitchen sink against the wall right now. And we were upset, you know, because we're sick of the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans, it's the same thing. I mean, that got proven again with this budget. It got proven again when the Republicans let...
And they go, oh, a budget's not an omnibus. Yes, it's one of the 12 spending bills of the year that combines two of the monthly spending bills together. It's part of the funding of the country. People want to play semantical games. The point is we're not happy Trump did this. He isn't a dictator. He doesn't control Congress. The issue is the Democrats frothing, funded by foreign money, hell-bent to destroy this American Revolution to make this country great again.
If David Hogg is truly an intellectual, if David Hogg is truly somebody that can read and discern things, by the time he's 25 years old, he'll completely change all of his stances.
But it won't matter now. If you look at his extreme power trip and how he calls me a piece of SH, you know what? He calls me all these things, and then I just respond nicely. He challenges me to a debate. He backs out. He's scared. The media then says Jones harasses him, asking for a debate when it's Hogg's own tweets and his own statements. So this is a protected person from the beginning who is allowed, because he's anti-America, anti-gun, to go out and say whatever he wants. And as a public figure now, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter ban you if you criticize someone speaking in front of 300,000 people shipped in by George Soros, with all the Hollywood losers brought in that nobody listens to, nobody cares. No older person, no middle-aged person, no even millennial I know likes Hollywood. It's the most uncool thing. So they just bring in a bunch of people on buses, paid to be there as a prop for a bunch of old Hollywood people and people like George Soros and Hillary Clinton to try to look cool and look young. And then coming up, we've got all the footage shot by Jack Posobiec of hundreds of buses coming in. But that's all admitted. The Democrats are funding this. But just a month ago, the Democrats admitted they were funding it. But if I covered it, they would ban us and kick us off YouTube. Again, they don't want you to know this is synthetic.
Well, and then we're going to have highlights from the march in Austin as well and the craziness that was down there. But you know what? Here's what David Hogg has actually done. And this is kind of a signal out to our audience that is millions and millions of people.
Hundreds of buses.
All you have to do to
think of the money. Where does it come from? George, I couldn't Soros pay for five of those.
It's ridiculous.
Soros spent $287 million on the Women's March the day after the inauguration. They wouldn't let us get in to see Trump. We didn't block them. $280-plus million on one march in D.C.
And then I have them on tape admitting that the organizers of these marches tell the protesters not to talk to InfoWars. We have it on tape. We'll play the tape later. But all you need right now...
Because none of them have any ideas. They just go, I'm paid $100 to be here.
There's a void right now, Alex, and David Hogg can easily be defeated. All we need is to find a high school student that's a conservative that's actually good-looking and big.
Like, I was in a car with six girls today, a couple of my daughters, others not, who were all way more well-spoken than Hogg. They were saying everything about guns don't kill, you know, people don't kill people, blah, blah, blah. It was all this. I mean, they were laying it all out about statistically guns hardly kill anybody and, you know, how it's criminal, insane people that kill people, not guns, and all the facts, laying it all out, how their school force feeds them this, but then their parents won't let them go on air.
But it's simple. A conservative that's all you want to defeat a chicken neck Nelly? You just present somebody that's an alpha male. That's all you do. What do you think the youth is going to do? Pick some chicken neck, no chin, you know, screwball
or pick some guy who's the captain of the football team, muscly, hangs out with the kids.
And the problem is
popular at school.
The problem is no one who's a libertarian or conservative or pro-free market that made this country so great speaks out.
Exactly.
They just sit there and watch Hollywood and all this garbage.
That's the void that could be filled. I'm telling you, if one quarterback, one captain of the football squad that was beloved by the whole school, beloved by the whole community, hard worker, straight A's, all the stuff, came forward, started a YouTube channel,
well, listen,
went viral, it'd be game over.
They kick the kids out of class or out of school that try to have a pro-life or pro-gun march. This is authoritarianism. This is peer pressure. This is criminal.
Yeah, and that's, now we have the tapes of that, and you've also got teachers getting put on leave, suspended if they don't want to go along with the brainwash. But doesn't it just show you everything that you've said, Alex? Higher education, public schools are not education anymore. It's
what happens is you pay to send your children to get a worthless education and be indoctrinated by the losers that the system picked and got because they'll follow orders and pump a script into your children's brains that destroys their minds. And that's what this is, because, again, less than 50 kids a year die in mass shootings, that much die every month in pool accidents. Nobody's saying, keep us safe, not one more death in pools, ban pools. But that's this nanny state. Well, it is true, a lot of the hotels now have 2-foot-deep pools, so nobody drowns. This nanny state is about domestication and total control. But America's awake, it's not going to work. Bunch of clips coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And Owen Troyer here riding the shotgun with me.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
That's right. Owen Troyer here riding the shotgun with me. So we're seeing synthetic politics. We're seeing foreign multinational money, George Soros money. It's on record. The Women's March is what's funding these school walkouts, what's funding all this. They went and beta tested. They had a stand down in Florida. The sheriff's department stood down. A mentally ill person wasn't supposed to have guns, was allowed to have guns, just like the Texas shooting last year. It rolls forward. Then all gun owners are to blame. Then out of 3,000 students, many of them pro-gun, they picked David Hogg and a few others who were in the acting department. His parents are Democrats, FBI, anti-gun. We're not saying it didn't happen. Not saying they're fake. We're saying it's scripted and funded by the Democrats, this whole demonization of the Second Amendment. And then he comes out and he says, the power structure is shaking right now. And he even wears an armband now in these weird photo montages we've got on Infowars.com. It is completely fascistic. Again, Hollywood, desperate to maintain control of America, now pushing these whole narratives that gun owners are to blame and that we have to all be dealt with. And he says, we call BS. He wears this arrogant pin. Well, I call BS with 50 people dying a year in mass shootings, thousands and thousands in backyard pools. One of the rarest forms of death is a mass shooting. I call BS on Mexico banning all the guns, having one of the highest crime rates in the world, or Brazil, the highest crime rate in the world, now trying to pass the Second Amendment. I call BS, Owen Troyer, but here is the cringeworthy. David Hogg, the man that out of 2,000 plus other students, you don't hear from them. They have articles on InfoWars where they've been banned from the news. But you hear from him, and you're not supposed to criticize him. You're supposed to have him point his finger and others at Dana Loesch and others and say, you're a murderer. You're a criminal. You need to be shut down. And free speech needs to be shut down. And then in D.C., you need to turn in your guns because it's your fault what somebody else did. Now, there's the article, Liberal Media Censors Pro-Second Amendment Teen. That's up on Infowars.com right now from Newsbusters. But let's go to this cringeworthy David Hogg.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They have gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
Hey, boss, you see those giant hordes of welfare queens? And EBT card controllers and socialist professors and everybody else. And you look at them, they all look victimized. They all look mentally ill. There's something wrong with them. They all look really scared. They're freaked out. They hope some big government takes care of them. Every time they get control, Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, communist China, they're the fools that open the door to all of this. And once they get our guns in every case, they then organize like lemmings, oceans of these people to take over the farms, the factories, the businesses, because they see us, the productive, the hardworking, as the food. And the big mega rich up above it, the Bezoses, the George Soroses, the Apple owners, they're all tax exempt and have hundreds of billions of dollars apiece. They always know how to organize the giant unwashed mass, pressure from above and below, to annihilate the middle class. There's not many middle classes left. They got rid of them in Argentina and Venezuela. They got rid of them in Russia. And now. They are coming with the big corporate dying media trying to organize children after sabotaging their minds and using the death of 15 students to project it onto everybody else and say, they're your enemy, go out and get them, get their guns. But the National Guard with guns was protecting that event, Owen.
Well, and let's be very clear, just to expand on what you're saying and to give it a little background. If you don't think for one second that the Democrat Party, which is the Republican Party, but specifically the Democrat Party, wouldn't gladly let people die for their political agenda, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do a little research and find out you're wrong.
They funded the Arab Spring. They killed millions of people.
Party of the KKK funded the Arab Spring. Hillary brags about what happened in Libya. Now there's people enslaved. How about the Project Veritas video that exposes Aaron Black, funded by the DNC, to go to Chicago and start a riot where people could have died? How about Heather Heyer that dies at the march that the Democrats planned in Charlottesville? So if you don't think for one second the Democrats would gladly let people die to get their political agenda out.
The police stood down and then were ordered to corral all of the alt-right people into that to have an explosion.
And why were they out there to begin with? Who put them out there marching? Who told them they had to march? The Democrats, the Soros-funded group.
And now those very funded groups are suing us for exposing what happened in Charlottesville and then lying about what we said. We said the people there, the Democrats, killed the woman. No, we said they funded the chaos. The Democratic Party, Soros, funded Antifa. We even have the documents, so we'll see how that goes in court. But here's the thing. Let's go back to Hogg. Back up. I'll play it one more time from the beginning. Here's Hogg reading off his piece of paper. And he's telling you the power structure shaking in its boots. Yeah, from the American people, from us, and the Second Amendment, not from them. That's what needs to be understood. Here it is.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position. The safety of inaction.
This is a Nazi march right here.
Inaction is no longer safe.
That's what they want, the guns. You think he's on a public figure? Well, you can't talk about him, though.
More. 96 people.
I'm reading off a script.
96 people die every day from guns in our country.
They pause again. Most of those are suicide, don't they?
Hold on. I want to play this from the start. I want to back it up to the beginning, please. I want to back it up to the beginning because I want you to hear about all that again. Yes, that's right. More than half of the gun deaths in this country are suicide. You die of bone cancer, brain cancer, can't pay for it, whatever. You get out of your misery. They're all for assisted suicide, right? Then almost all the rest of it's gang-related. Less than 50 kids a year. It's like 46 a year. 46 a year, look at the federal numbers, die in mass shootings. That's too many. But they create this whole illusion. Let's go back to Hogg. Here it is.
You can hear the people in power shaking. They've gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
You talk about zombies. Look at that crowd. They like it waddles.
96 people die every day from guns in our country, yet most representatives have no public stance on guns. And to that we say, no more.
And pause.
We are going.
Perfect psychology, though. Every time there's a shooting, which is going to happen, like there's a stabbing, a baseball batting, a running over, a poisoning, a strangling, it's part of human nature. They go, no more! Every time someone gets shot, it's gun owner's fault. Every time someone uses a gun wrong, it's your fault. It's your fault, Owen. And then they have this moral high ground where they sit there and act like because we're a free country and some bad people use guns wrongly, that it's all of our faults. And then each time it happens, they go, see! Never again can something bad happen. It's your fault. It is just incredible.
And, of course, there's no logic. There's no reasoning. They don't look at the actual history. They don't look at the actual statistics. It's all about virtue signaling based on Democrat, Nazi-style propaganda.
We're going to break in 19 seconds. The point is, who's funding this? George Soros on record. Who's funding this? The globalist. Who's funding this? Multinational foreign powers that want total control. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies.
bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. for 4 hours with the Alex Jones Show. Owen will be there with the War Room. That's, of course, 3 to 6, and David Knight in the mornings. We're doing 10 hours a day live now. But going back to Owen here, Owen, I want to get to some more of these clips. We're not hysterical. We're just upset because we knew the big assault was coming on the Second Amendment. And this is the biggest we've ever seen. Here's some of the headlines I put out earlier on live internet feeds of this show. Biggest offensive in history launched against the First and Second Amendment. Live coverage of Soros anti-gun march. This is a Nazi collaborator, foreign globalist funding this on record, and the media tries to ban you, and CNN argues to have InfoWars banned off YouTube for saying Hogg is a Democratic Party mouthpiece when he is. On Twitter, Democrats openly chant, "We have the power, we will ban the guns," at rallies nationwide. You've got that footage in Austin. You've got highlights coming up next hour. YouTube, tonight, Stormy, 60 Minutes, set for Trump sex. Democrats announce revolution against the Second Amendment. This is it, folks. They mean real authoritarianism in this country. They're pushing on every front. And people can bitch and gripe about free market and the rest of it all day long. But that's what made America great compared to these other nations. But since we mentioned it, let's go to this next clip. This is MSNBC's Matthews. People should expect basic restrictions on gun rights, like you can't buy guns till you're 18, like felons can't get them, like there's background checks, like this guy had been arrested and adjudicated as mentally ill and shouldn't have owned guns, just like the Texas shooter was in a mental institution, dishonorably discharged, but the FBI and the military didn't file it. They're always protected. The police always stand down magically. And there's all these other school shootings where the guy pulls a gun and the cop shoots him in 5 seconds.
But then no media coverage.
No, I mean, every week some loon, always on Prozac, goes in, and the cop shoots him in seconds. But then no coverage. Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, that's because it doesn't fit their agenda. And so then you have all of these marchers go out on the streets, and they think they're marching because, oh, the only school shooting that ever happened was the Florida shooting where 17 people died, and it was because this one nut was able to get an AR because of the NRA and the Second Amendment. And it's like, well, no, that's one example. You didn't even cover the story in Maryland where the school shooter didn't even get to kill anyone. The mass shooting was stopped by the officer on the scene with the gun.
Because he didn't stand down. And then notice Hogg and them go, it's fine, the sheriff and the deputy stood down. They're good. It's scary. You don't. Again, you advertise schools as victim disarmament zones. You advertise this is where you go. It's always some person on psychotropics and government care that gets protected. They go in. The police stand down. It's always the same story.
Well, and they really think it's our fault. I mean, that's the brainwashing. Like Eric Holder said, we have to brainwash people into thinking differently. So the Democrats admit that this is their brainwashing propaganda. I mean, you're falling for propaganda. Look at what
that's
Eric
right.
Holder
said. The former Attorney General says, we are brainwashing you. No kidding. Every show I see on Netflix is globalist propaganda. I can't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, it does suck that the liberals have tried to take over every element of our culture.
Because they're not liberals. They are mentally ill control freaks.
Yes, yes.
And then they're cowardly beta followers.
Well, and then they asked me, Alex, they're like, oh, because we're the bad guys, you know, I've got an NRA hat on, so I'm the worst man on earth. And say, oh, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep? Well, actually, you know what? I actually don't get much sleep because I'm trying to fight the globalist propaganda trying to bring this country down.
Every African country has gun bans on the citizens, and they all have higher crime rates than us. Mexico, Brazil, the highest in the world, total gun bans. We have the facts. They don't care. That's why they're trying to get our youth. We put them in the public schools. We put them in the colleges. We pay for it all, and then all the losers that basically matriculate into that, they sit there and believe if they can get – look, the average leftist knows. That's why the Antifa says they're going to use guns. The left says they're going to kill us. Hashtag hunt Republicans. They just want a revolution to steal all our wealth. But they can't steal that we're hardworking and smart. You'll always be sacks of crap. You'll always be losers. Don't you get it, you pieces of filth? Go to Cuba. Go to Venezuela. Go to North Korea. Stop trying to suck off those of us that are smart. We're sorry you're trash. We're sorry you're dumb. We're sorry you're stupid. But dominating us in giant hordes of zombies will never make you a man. It'll never make you a real boy.
And that's where the social media aspect comes in, where you have these people that don't feel accomplished. They don't feel like they have anything that they can stand on. They, you know, whatever it is going on in their personal lives, they don't have anything that
they just want to conquer the family and swimming pools and factories and fields and farmers and jobs and red-blooded behavior. But the left, the left walks around. They're all mentally ill, twisted people, and they just freak out on anything good. But you watch them; they're like gibbering crazy people.
They think that they're cool because they go to a march and then they have the hashtag on social media, right? They don't have accomplishments. They don't have anything that they've actually done.
And they block all our hashtags on Facebook, Google, all of it. Twitter, it's only for them, but it's all fake dopamine, in the words of Sean Parker and others. It's all fake. None of it's real.
So it's, oh, look at me. I was at the March for Our Lives. Hashtag March for Our Lives. Hashtag get a bunch of retweets. Hashtag some, you know, a certified liberal gets to retweet them. And then, oh, my God. And then that's their thing. Like, that's their accomplishment, Alex. Like, oh, my gosh. I was at the march. I made a tweet.
Let's play the next clip. This is their main assault. Here is Chris Matthews with no ratings, no viewers, total failure, telling you there's going to be some basic control. Oh, there already is massive control. And that's what they're pissed about is they can't get our first, they can't get our second. But now they're trying to ban pro-Second Amendment speech. Chris Matthews, people should expect basic restrictions on gun rights. It's on InfoWars.com right now. Here's the video.
When in your lifetime, in our lifetime, did the Second Amendment start getting quoted, start taking on a kind of different meaning than when we were kids?
It began with the fear that guns would be registered like cars.
They're coming for your gun.
And then they'll come and get them. Once they have the list, they'll come and get it. It's always been on the one hand, it's a fairly legitimate American concern about the rise of too much government. I mean, it goes back to the British colonization of this country. And people don't like big government. They don't like people told what to do. They want to be able to get on their motorcycle without a helmet. They want to be able to smoke.
Yeah.
They want to be able to have big drinks of soda.
Yeah.
They don't want to be penalized for what somebody else does, especially when it's a super rare crime. And the places that ban the guns, like Chicago, New York, D.C., have the highest crime rates. But he's trying to sound reasonable now. But we've got Pelosi, Feinstein, Moore, all saying we want a total abolition where you have no guns. They want hunting banned, too. Here it is.
Smoke.
Yeah.
They want to be able to have big drinks of soda.
Yeah.
They like freedom. And the question is,
Bloomberg wants the big sodas banned. Let's continue.
Against someone else's basic safety. And that's what the government near here, a few blocks away, has to decide. Where does one person's right trespass on someone else's more basic right, which is life?
And government is in
except
our lives. You can't get in your car without getting yelled at to put your seatbelt on.
No, that's enough. Yeah, exactly. They haven't found a baby they didn't want to kill. They're pushing worldwide Islamic takeover, open borders, globalism, you know, hundreds of thousands of graves in Mexico. They don't care about that. It's all just a few deaths. They zoom in on, they humanize, they project on Americans and say, you're bad, Owen, you've got armed guards. But then Chris Matthews, Pelosi, all these people, just like Piers Morgan got caught with armed guards in his house. So they've got armed guards, they've got guns, but you can't have them.
I just can't even believe this. I can't believe that the very party that promotes abortion, funds abortion, loves abortion, marches for abortion, is going to come out here and have a, quote, march for our lives with little graphics of children using the children as political pawns. You don't give a damn about children. You gladly abort a million babies a year, and then you're going to virtue signal to me about children's lives, and somehow I'm the bad guy.
No, it's an elite that wants to neuter America. That's what it's all about. When we come back, Jack Posobiec shot video. It's got millions of views. I'm hundreds of buses. It's like an hour-long video. We're going to play a minute of it. It's the first shot you see, like, 30 buses down this road. 30, and just it goes on and on. You just watch. It's bus after bus after bus. It just goes on for an hour. Just buses and buses and buses and buses and buses. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to ship these people in. They admit it's the Democrats. It's a Nazi collaborator.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just slow down right here, because Owen, you're going to be taking over. I'm going to be part of the next hour with you. You're about to be taking over here. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. People don't know about behind the scenes, but there's massive bullying taking place against gun owners, against our free speech, against the Republic. This is a foreign outside power coming in, taking over the country. And when you realize that Soros and all these groups are foreign powers on record, and the Council on Foreign Relations put out a report that we linked to on InfoWars.com admitting Trump is killing globalism. Trump is killing the New World Order. And you understand why they hate him so much. Doesn't mean he's perfect. He doesn't control Congress. And then you have the head of the Hungarian Parliament warns of anti-human global government. Technocrats are stripping away religions, national, and sexual identities, he said, for total control. That's the game plan. Anyone that buys into other garbage is being programmed. There are mega banks that control the fiat currency that want disarmed populations. It doesn't mean there aren't some problems with guns or cars or knives or drugs. It's free will. When they say never again, never one more kid shot, well, you're advertising schools as gun-free zones where you go kill people, and you wonder why another person on the record who should have their guns taken didn't have them taken. And then you look at, in one highway, hundreds of buses to bus in the Democratic Party's database with unlimited globalist money to tell us that we're at fault and we've got to turn our guns in, Owen. This is just crazy. And the same groups want our free speech gone. Newspapers everywhere every day say, Jones doesn't deserve to be on air. He should be banned from speech. I mean, anyone should look at that and go, that's insane. What is it this guy's saying that's so dangerous? Then the new thing is they misrepresent what we say. Well, Jones says he hates Jews and black people. Never play a clip. Not true. Jones says no. There's Martian bases. There's no clip.
Alex Jones says gay frogs, and then you show the scientific studies. Okay.
Well, that's another thing. They'll take things we said out of context. So we're under attack. You're under attack. This is historical. We're winning in many ways because your instincts are strong. But this is a big deal.
Well, and we were talking about this during the break. Here's what they don't understand. There's no logic. It'd be like, to make the Star Wars analogy, when Anakin Skywalker goes and kills all the young Jedis, and so then Emperor Palpatine says, everybody has to turn in their lightsabers. No one is allowed to have a lightsaber. Okay, well, that's essentially what the Democrats are saying. So let's say that all the Jedi...
Only Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine need weapons. He could trust him.
Trust him. He'll take care of you. Trust the Imperials.
They'll trust Mao Zedong. Trust Hitler.
Take those weapons.
The quote will be, Jones says trust Hitler. It's sarcastic. Don't trust Hitler.
They'll take those nasty lightsabers from the Jedis that are killing people. Just look what Anakin Skywalker did. Oh, and then you find out that gives Darth Vader unlimited power, unlimited means, unlimited resources. So
because there's nobody in the warrior class to oppose him.
And that's what they don't understand about the Second Amendment. That's what they don't understand about American history, because they're not taught it.
Because American history is about empowering the warrior, empowering the family, empowering the individual, where the average commoner had a chance. You had to be noble to even be a knight in the old days. No, every man is a knight now. Every woman is a knight. Everybody's able to defend themselves.
You know who's not a slave? A man with a gun. A woman with a gun is not a slave.
But again, less than 50 kids, they have the federal numbers, die from shootings. It's still terrible. Thousands from car wrecks, thousands from pools, thousands from boat wrecks, thousands from... They take it, they humanize it, and then they say, you did it. I am fundamentally angry, Owen, that they say my Second Amendment and my right, just like when a jihadi runs over somebody with a car. No one says he ran over somebody in a Chevy truck or a Ford truck or a Mercedes truck. It's not about the truck. It's an object. Like if I was a bash you in the head with this coffee cup, it's not the porcelain's fault. Here's the big issue. My son, Rex Jones, went out just a day ago with Jake Lloyd, one of our great reporters, who shot footage for him. I appreciate Jake doing that. Rex wanted to do it, and he went out and said, you know, we got chainsaw lug nets on guns, we got Uzis built inside, all this stuff that doesn't exist, and the Democrats all agreed outside the gun march. And it's up there. So this is before the gun march. You were there later in the day. It's all right there. Liberals want to ban guns that don't exist, Infowars.com. And I did this. I knew he wanted to go out and do it himself to illustrate how they're not even bad people. They will buy anything, Owen.
Yeah, it's just sad that this is what has happened to the average mind of an American, that they'll fall for anything. And when you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. That's how the old saying goes. They don't know what they stand for. That's why you can't ask them, hey, what are you out here protesting? And they don't know. Hey, what do you think, you know, what kind of gun control measures do you think need to happen? Go away! F you, InfoWars! Well, okay, so that doesn't really help you at all. That doesn't really help anything. So, what Rex does in this video is so great. He just shows, oh my gosh, that girl was in my video too. He just illustrates how they literally will fall for anything. They literally will fall for anything.
You know, there's an Uzi built within the handle, and there's a button with a chainsaw that shoots out. They go, I want that band.
It's the same thing. Hey, here's Bernie Sanders' tax bill, and then you read off Trump's tax bill.
Well, here's the thing. They don't know about history or corrupt groups or people that aren't independent. They think like there's this big global group, and George Soros wants to help them.
This is what I always try to tell the youth, and Rex is a good example of this. If you study and read and understand things and are well-spoken, you are literally miles ahead of the rest of your peers.
Insider trading. I'm not even involved in the stock market. But I've told people positions before, just around the office, to show them what's going to happen. They're like, God, that went up 20% in a week. How'd you know? Because when you know this stuff, you know everything.
When you're tuned in.
They don't want you tuned in. They just want you like some mindless bot that gets whatever energy it has and gives it up to them.
No, exactly. So that's why I always tell you, I'm like, look, and most of them that disagree with me, but at least can talk to me or willing to have a conversation, seem open-minded. I'm like, look, just being open-minded and being willing to have a conversation and debate.
What about the folks that stalked you for hours?
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't, and even when you were nice and let them talk for like 30 minutes, they wouldn't leave you alone and try to stop your interviews. They're anti-free speech.
And so it works.
He kept saying, I want to make sure you don't harass women. It's like the saying, men can't talk to women.
And it works perfect for me because then the youth sees that and I say, do you want to be like this loser when you're older? Do you want to be like this psycho when you're older? And of course they see that and it kind of hits home to them and they're like, wait a second. No.
Well, let me tell you, I don't say this to be positive. Just to, people know I don't hype stuff. When we're down, I tell you we're down. But we're starting to get up, I tell you we're up. Because my kids are in sports, so they're in private school, but they play public schools. I go there. It's like incredible. They love Steven Crowder. They love Paul Watson. They love you. They love me. They don't even, they're like, Hogg, he's a front for Hollywood. Screw those old people. Hollywood gets that, though. They're trying to be cool. Look, we got kids. Kids know, man, their professors, their teachers are all brainwashing them, so they go to us. We're not even doing the work. That's what the left doesn't get. Don't you get it? We're the counterculture, dumbasses.
Well, I don't know if they'll ever get it if they haven't gotten it by now, to be honest with you, because I think they're so... Just fully
delusional.
Delusional.
They're in their own world.
Fully invested, too. They're fully invested in their
lives. They're committed. But I'll say they're dangerous. I'm not saying we're even going to win. Here's the thing. We told you when Trump won, this is just the beginning. He's not even perfect. He's not a dictator. He can't do it all. You know, I get that it's an omnibus. It's not a budget. Same thing. I get that it's not that good of a deal. We got Stephen Molyneux that's on DeMar Piss. We got so many people on Cernovich is coming on that's pissed off at Trump. I get it. I have problems, too. We'll have a debate tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You got the war room. David, I'll be on the morning cover and all. But the point is, history's happening now. The battle's on. We're the vanguard in this fight. I just spend a minute and a half here before we go to break. Without you, we're not here. The globalists, George Soros, the Democratic Party, they're all suing us. They're trying to shut down the free speech. They're failing. The lawyers all say it's totally fraudulent. We'll beat it easily, but it still takes money. Hundreds of thousands per suit to beat it. Go get water filters. Go get air filters. Go get non-GMO heirloom seeds. Go get the highest quality supplements that blow away what Bezos sells at Whole Foods and Amazon that are amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion filter. It's $199 normally. It's $149 right now. $50 off. Leading competitors are $400 to $500. We also have free shipping. God, I forgot to add that. Got a bunch of other free shipping stuff that's about to end. Incredible and super male, super female vitality, 25% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com. The new colloidal silver immune gargle, that's about to sell out, 33% off. It's all there. When you fund our operation, you make us unstoppable. You are standing against Soros and the globalists and everything they do. When you spread an article, when you spread a video, I was sitting there with all these young girls, friends of my daughters, driving back from Six Flags today. They were all like, look at this crap on my feed. This hashtag, turn your guns in. And I said, counter it. They go, well, my daddy doesn't let me. Well, that's fine. But again, all these other leftist kids don't have daddies. And that's the answer. We all of us have to release and speak out and stand up and we will win, period. All right, hour number two. Owen has got boil downs of the gun grabber rallies in Austin. He's got a bunch of clips, so much coming up. Owen on fire. I got to get out of his way. Let him take over. Second hour. InfoWars.com/show. Spread these live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.